Peace be upon you, O Garden of Muhammad. Do you all remember what happened in the last meeting? After the death of Muawiyah, Yazid tried to take allegiance from the Imam through Medina's chief, whose name was Walid. But the Imam did not accept. No matter how hard Marwan tried to stop the Imam from leaving, the Imam and his companions left Medina for Mecca. The Imam could not stay in Medina any longer. Abdullah ibn Zubair tried hard to stop the Imam from leaving, but he did not succeed. The Imam said in response to Abdullah's request,
"I have promised the Messenger of God and I will keep my promise to him."
Abdullah ibn Umar also came to the Imam.
"O Abba Abdullah, it is better to make peace with these people and not go to war."
But the Imam did not accept and continued on his way. On the other hand, the Imam's companions were worried about the Imam's condition.
"We must not leave the Imam alone."
Sulayman ibn Sada al-Khuzai was one of the companions of Imam Hussein and one of the elders of Kufa. He could not see the Imam and his family alone and could not swear allegiance to Yazid. Sulayman was one of the Imam's companions and had influence among the Kufis. He thought that he should write a letter to the Imam, so he said to all present,
"O group of Shiites, Husayn ibn Ali did not swear allegiance to Muawiyah's son Yazid and took refuge in the house of God from the evil of Yazid's oppression."
Sulayman explained the proposal to write a letter to Imam Husayn and invite him.
"In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, Sulayman ibn Sarad Khuzai and Musayb ibn Najmi and Rifat ibn Shaddad, and Habib ibn Mazahir, and Abdullah ibn Wail, and a group of believers and Shiites in the name of Husayn ibn Ali."
After greeting him, he announced that he was waiting for the Imam to come and sent the letter to Mecca through a messenger. It is narrated that after this letter about 150 more letters were sent to the Imam by the Kufis, but he did not reply to any of them. The elders of Kufa waited for their letters.
"How long do we have to wait?"
"Maybe he doesn't want to answer our letters.
Husayn ibn Ali knows things we do not know. It is better to go to him with the elders and convey our desire to him."
They decided that everyone should go to the Imam. They prepared their horses and camels and left. They all left for Mecca, during which time many letters were sent from Kufa to the Imam. One of these letters is the pact that Hani ibn Hani and his friends sent to the Imam.
"In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, in the service of Husayn ibn Ali, people are waiting for you and they do not want anyone but you. Come to us as soon as possible, O son of the Messenger of God. Come to us because we are ready for you with an army."
"Whose letter is this?"
"Shayth ibn Rabi, Hajar ibn Abjar, Yazid ibn Harith and Anhani, O son of the Messenger of God."
After hearing this, the Imam remained silent for a while and got up from his seat and offered 2 rak'ats of prayer and asked for God's blessings. This was Yazid's reaction to the invitation of the elders of Kufa.
Allegiance to Kufians.
"O commander, it is time that we finish all this."
"Husayn ibn Ali, who do you think you are? Send an agent to bring me the names of the signatories. O Abu Sufyan, may the curse of God be upon you."
When the Imam saw the insistence of the Kufis, he called his cousin Muslim ibn Akil, informed him of the situation and gave him a mission to deliver the Imam's letter to Kufa. The letter that the Imam gave to Muslim was as follows.
"In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, by Husayn ibn Ali to all Muslims. Hani and Saeed were the last ones to send your letters to me. You wrote to me that we do not have an imam. Come to us, may Allah guide us to the truth through you. I send my cousin Muslim bin Akil to you.